I'm reading a very familiar verse of Scripture from God's Word. In Romans 8, verse 28, I read, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." One of our dear ladies who passed away a few years ago, before she passed away, she requested that I preach this verse at her funeral. She loved this truth. She loved the truth, the gospel, and she requested I preach it at her funeral. Another lady whom I was speaking to at one time, a neighbor whose husband passed away, she requested of her preacher that he not quote this verse of Scripture. She did not want him to read that all things work together for good. This is an oft-quoted verse of Scripture, and yet few really believe this. Few, very few really believe that all things, good and evil, work together according to God's purpose. Another one of our ladies was speaking to a man at the place where she worked. She was talking to that man about how she believed God is absolutely sovereign over all things and doeth all things according to His will. That's what the Scripture says in Ephesians 1:11. Well, she was talking to this man about the sovereign God of the universe who works all things, who controls all things. And she said to him, "I believe that if I was driving down the street today and had a car wreck, that was God's will. It is God's will." That man quickly disagreed with her. "Oh, no, I don't believe that," he said. Now, this was a man who claimed to believe in God, who claimed to believe the Bible, who claimed to be a Christian. Yet he did not believe that all things work together, that God is working all things. Well, this says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose." Who he is speaking of there is the saints, the beloved of God, those whom God has chosen, those whom God loved before the world began and chose and gave to His Son, Jesus Christ, and put in His Son. This whole book of Romans, it begins this way: to all the beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not the father of all mankind. God is the father of His people by adoption and by new birth. And Jesus Christ is the firstborn among these elect brethren. Well, it says that all things work. We know that all things work together. We know all those in Christ. Chapter 8 begins that way. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ." In Christ. What does that mean? Well, that's all through the Scripture. That means those that are in His covenant, those that are in His will, in His purpose, ordered in all things and sure. Christ is the surety of an everlasting covenant that God made concerning the people of God, whom He gave to Christ, put in Christ, and put Christ in them. All those in Christ, like Noah and his family, were found in that ark. Do you remember the story of Noah and his ark? Do you believe that's a true story? Do you know most people do not? Most professing Christians do not believe that actually happened. They believe it's some kind of allegory, some kind of religious fable. But it's true. And everyone in that ark knew several things. They all knew it. There was only 8 souls. Do you realize how few were in that ark? 8 souls, while outside the ark, millions perished. What does that tell you about the love of God? That God does not love everyone. God loves those that are in Christ. God loves those that love Christ. God loves those that love Him. And those who love Him because He first loved them. Romans 1 clearly speaks of those who hate God. Most people don't love the God of the Bible, the true and living God. They love their conception of God. Well, this says all things work together for good to them that love God, the God of the Bible. Well, Noah and his family, they knew that God is holy, God is righteous, God is angry, as they saw the world outside that ark perishing. See, outside of Christ, God is a consuming fire. He will not clear the guilty. He's the judge. They all knew, everyone in that ark knew that salvation was of the Lord. It was His choice, His call, His power, His sovereignty, His power that brought them into that ark. They all knew that the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God was only in that ark, not outside of it. And people, those who are listening to me this morning, that ark of Noah is Jesus Christ. That ark represents Jesus Christ, wherein, in whom, is the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God, the purpose of God. All the love, mercy, grace, pardon, peace of God is found in Jesus Christ. So if this says, we know that all things work together. We know, all those in Christ know this because they're taught of God. John 6:45 says, they shall all be taught of God. Well, everyone is not taught of God, but all of His children are. All of His people are. All of His elect are. Those who are led by the Spirit are taught by the Spirit to know that Christ is all. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Now, if God reveals Himself to you, the first thing He will reveal to you is that He is God. And if He is God, that means He is working all things. All things. Most believe that, you know, they say all things, I believe everything's going to work out. Well, the reason all things work together for good to God's people is God is working them out. God is doing all things. He doeth all things according to His will. That's Ephesians 1:11. Among the armies of heaven, inhabitants of the earth. That's Daniel 4:35. In Deuteronomy 32:39, He says, I am He. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. I kill and I make alive. If anyone is born, anyone's given life, God gave it to them. If anyone dies, God's the one that took their soul. Though there are means, though there are things that are used to take people's lives, it's God that ordered it. Do you believe that? Well, that's what the Scripture says. That's the God of the Bible, and most people do not believe that. Isaiah 45:5 says, I am the Lord. There's none else. There's no God beside me. He says in verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Well, most people do not believe that, but all God's people do. They know that all things work together because, according to God's purpose, because God is working them together according to His will, His infinite will. A preacher friend of mine who used to be in false religion. He used to be a Pentecostal preacher. And he said that the Lord used this verse to open his blind eyes and reveal to him the true and living God. He said in 2 Timothy 1:8-9, he says, the gospel according to the power of God is He who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That God did all of this on purpose. And He purposed it all, predestined it all before the world began. That's what Romans 8:29 says. Whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate. Oh, do you believe that? Oh, how few believe that. Most people hate the sound of that word. Not God's people. They know. They know that all things work together according to God's purpose. God does all things on purpose. If you'll learn something about the God of purpose, you'll know something about the God of the Bible. Nothing by chance, nothing by accident, nothing by fate, but all things work together, working together according to God's purpose and power and direction and will. But it says, all things work together for good. For good. I could give you countless examples in the Scriptures and countless examples in this life. And God's people, how that all things work together for their good. Not even what we may seem, what we think of as evil. Tragedies and whatever it be. And down in chapter 8, he goes on to talk about persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, and all of that. Well, God purposes all things. Have you ever seen the backside of a tapestry or a woven rug? What it looks like is a jumbled mess of threads with no connection, with no unity at all. But if you turn it over, what you'll see is a perfect picture or pattern or scene that was purposed by the one who wove that rug. Well, mankind looks at all things and sees a disjointed mess, sees chaos. But God's people are made to know and believe that God is working all things, that every single thing in the universe works together for the good of God's people. Oh, not the good of everyone. Not the good of everyone. But God's people. Them that love God. What does that mean? Those that love the God of the Bible. Those that love God as God. In all His character. His holiness. His justice. His sovereignty. The unchanging God. Those that love God's right to be God. His will. Most people prefer man's so-called free will to God having a free will. But I'm here to tell you that man does not have a free will. He's bound by his sinful nature, and he's under the bondage of the God of this world, Satan himself, bound by him. God alone has free will, working all things according to his will. And those who love God love his right as God, to be God, his glory, his will, his power, his salvation. Scripture says, look, such as love thy salvation, say, the Lord be magnified. Well, all things work together for good to them that love God. And anyone who knows and loves the God of the Bible knows him because he foreknew them, foreloved them. Those that love God love him because he first loved them. And they're called by the gospel, this very gospel you are hearing this morning, this very truth that you're hearing now. All hate it when they first hear it. All reject it when they first hear it. But God, rich in mercy and grace and love and kindness to His chosen people, reveals to them, breaks down that enmity and reveals to them the truth, gives them a love for it, grants them repentance, faith, and they come to Jesus Christ for their salvation. What about you? All things work together for the good to them that love God,